In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we think of saints, sometimes we make a mistake of only thinking of the saints at the end of their lives, or rather where they are now, in God with heaven in glory. We think of them with halos. We think of them perfectly dressed with perfect wonderful expressions on their face. We think of the end product. And it's not a bad thing to think of the end product. You know, it's what can get us through a lot of bad stuff. You know, we can think about all the things we have to endure in this world. And if we think of heaven, it can give us the strength to endure. But we need to remember that the saints did not start out that way. They didn't start out perfectly holy. They didn't start out perfect. In fact, they may have not have been perfect there for most or almost all of their lives. You know, we have St. Jerome, who had quite the temper. We had St. Augustine, who struggled with chastity. And we have various other saints who struggled with, you know, temptations to sin for a good portion of their lives. Rare were the saints who started out holy and remained holy their entire lives. St. Catherine of Siena, St. Padre Pio, like that, you know, saints like that. They're rare. Most of the other saints are like us. And that was true also of the apostles. If you want to think of a more unprepossessing group of guys that Jesus could have picked to be the apostles, to be the foundations of the kingdom of God here on earth, you couldn't have. You know, really think about it. The apostles. You got Peter, who never had an unexpressed thought. You had Judas, who was a thief. And you had James and John. James and John, who lusted after power. Now, that may seem a little harsh, but what do we find in today's gospel? They had their mommy, that's why I call them the mama's boys. They had their mommy go and ask Jesus, can we be number one and number two in the kingdom of God? They were doing an end run around the other 10. Now that's what left and right means. If you sit to the left and the right of a king when he comes into his kingdom, you are number one and number two. And when Jesus said to them, can you drink of the chalice that I'm going to drink? They're thinking, oh wow, we get to drink from the king's table, from his own cup. That is so wonderful. Little did they realize that the chalice that he was talking about is the chalice of martyrdom. It was not a fancy gold chalice, rather it was a sponge put upon a reed with sour wine. And they would drink of it. But number one and number two, that was set by the Father. And who sat at his left and his right when he came into his kingdom? St. Dismas, the good thief, and the other guy. Who is at the right, his right hand in heaven now? The Blessed Virgin Mary. But to give them their due, James and John followed Jesus. They loved him. Yeah, yes, like the others, they ran for the hills when Jesus was arrested. Now, John came back and stood at the foot of the cross. James didn't. But they believed. And God, they allowed God's grace to work with them and make them into something greater than they were. So much so that this James, you know, the same guy who wanted to call down fire upon the Samaritan village for not welcoming Jesus, laid down his life as the first of the apostles to die for Jesus. He was beheaded by the grandson of Herod, who sought the death of the infant Jesus. He was the first of the apostles, and all of the apostles suffered for Jesus, all of them but John died for Jesus. Other than, of course, Judas Iscariot, that's a separate case, because he lost his place among the apostles and was replaced by St. Matthias. But all of the apostles, unprepossessing group of men that they were, became the greatest of the saints. And that should give you and me a lot of hope. Because I don't know about you, but I know how imperfect I am, because I have to look at myself in the mirror every morning when I'm brushing my teeth. I have to live with myself. I know I'm imperfect. And yet, if God can do such great things with a Peter, a John, or a James, or even a Thomas, just think what he can do with us if we cooperate with him, if we turn from our sins and turn to him, no matter how many times it takes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.